We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to take you to a passage that was shared yesterday during our prayer time on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Mr. Woods got a text from his son Eric, and the text was simply scripture verses from Psalm 46, and so Mr. Woods shared those with us. I went home later and read the rest of the psalm, and I want to just give you the first part of the psalm, and then I want to give you the Lord's statement in verse 10 regarding the psalm. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof? Selah, or meditate on that. Stop right there and meditate on that. The world is falling apart. Now, what's my reaction to that? Mountains are flowing to the sea. The state of Hawaii has added 800 acres of land from all the eruption from the volcano. Many people have lost their homes and probably will never go back to them. You think about the upheaval. The waters thereof roar and are troubled. The mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, and kingdoms are moved. He uttereth his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And then verse 10, be still and know that I am God. You know, in the midst of all that's happening on the earth today, Christian, what's your response? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I read yesterday some comments about what's happening. It was a Christian blog, and they were talking about all the things that are happening with the government, all the things that are happening around the world, And there were several people that just went on and on. We've got to elect Christians into the, we got to do this, we got to do that. No, we got to be still and know that God's in charge. Can you be still in a storm? Can you be still with the earth falling apart all around us? The Christian can because God said so. God would never tell you to do something you cannot do with His power and strength. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That's the Lord's words to us. Be still. I will be exalted. I am over everything. And I'm going to bring it to my conclusion. You be still and know that I am God. That's the encouragement of the hour for us as believers. I'm thankful for that Bible verse passage that we heard yesterday in prayer meeting and the encouragement that comes at the end of that particular psalm, that God is still in charge, and may we understand and know that as His people.